Cavalera, August 11th edition. Today, one word keeps coming up everywhere, instance. Between a new PTU build and a test weekend that had plenty of people grinding their teeth over the Siege of Orison, the community has had a lot to chew on. Let's break it down. Starting with the patch, Alpha 4.10 is still working through its paces on the PTU and a new build dropped last night. Two things worth noting. First, frame time smoothing has been tightened up, which should make the frame rate feel more responsive after a load spike, less of that sluggish recovery period we'd been noticing. Second, and this is the big one today, optimizations have been made to the infrastructure handling game instances, directly tied to the issues observed over the weekend on the Siege of Orison. Two client crashes and one server crash have been fixed, the Siege elevator should no longer get stuck because of stale instances piling up, and several broken missions have been patched, including a Kleesher prison contract that simply couldn't be completed. The live version, meanwhile, stays on 4.9. Speaking of that weekend on the Siege of Orison, it really is the thread running through today's entire episode. The test session surfaced a flood of session and instance problems, enough that a CIG developer named Benoit posted a summary of what the various teams are currently looking into. The post spread widely on Reddit, which tells you just how closely the community is watching this game mode. We don't know the full picture of what's being fixed yet, but the connection to the elevator fixes, and instancing infrastructure changes we just saw in the patch, is pretty hard to miss. Part of the community is using this as a jumping-off point for a bigger question. Is it worth pouring this many resources into an event like this, when the core systems, contracts, elevators, cargo, are still this fragile? No clear answer yet, but the question is out there, and nobody's being shy about it. On the data mining side, three new mining modules have been confirmed in the game files, not yet tied to any specific missions. Nothing official, so treat it as a lead, not an announcement. On the roadmap front, it's shaping up to be a busy week. This Tuesday brings the usual weekly update and the August monthly bundle, Comlink. Wednesday, the roadmap update will focus on features planned for 4.11. As always, these are internal targets, not release dates carved in stone. Over on Spectrum, the mood has been pretty consistent for several weeks now, a low-level anxiety about ship roll balance. The thread getting the most traction is questioning what a carrier is even for anymore, given that with the new quantum jump ranges, a fighter can now reach almost anywhere in a single hop. This feeds into a broader push for design to refocus on balance rather than piecemeal tweaks. The general tone swings between exhaustion, with threads calling the game barely playable, and genuine attachment, with others explaining why they still log in every single day. Both camps are alive and well, as usual. Reddit is a bit sharper, and funnier too. The ship showdown is still stirring things up. The F7A Mark II is being called the best fighter in the game that nobody actually wants to see win, with its usual defenders going suspiciously quiet now that it has a real shot at the title. Meanwhile, the campaign for the very rare F7A Mark I rolls on, with one player now on his 12th day of full-on propaganda-style support, like a die-hard GATAC superfan. On a spicier note, one thread is flat-out telling players to stop buying ships if they actually care about the game, pointing to the gap between $5,000 vessels supposedly built for 40 players and sessions that struggle to handle a four-person transition. And then there's the everyday absurdity, always reliable. A reclaimer arm going uncontrollably fast during a salvage mission, a card reader that freezes every single time at a warehouse entrance, and one player making a completely serious case for windshield wipers now that rain no longer builds up on visors in Lorville. One bright spot in all of this, a CIG developer answered community questions to mark 3 years at the studio, a moment of genuine back and forth that went over well. For your calendar, the Foundation Festival wraps up tomorrow, August 12th. Last chance to grab the Twitch drops, including a new paint for the Argo ATLS, and the referral bonus giving an Argo ATLS to anyone who brings a friend in. The guide system and welcome hub have also been reworked to better onboard new players, And next Saturday, August 15th, the Bar Citizen World Tour makes a stop in Denver. The verse by the numbers to close things out, $164,000 raised yesterday, and the total now stands at $1.034 billion. That was Cavalera. Good luck on the PTU, and that's the verse.